Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore and praise you. We bless you today. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Nobody can compare to how great you are in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Father, we are so grateful that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and you, hallelujah, you hear and you do answer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just honor your presence this morning. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, come in. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning for all the children and the whole wide world. So we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today is Children's Day. We are honoring our children, and we are grateful to the Most High God that He created our children, carefully placed them, shaped them in their mother's belly. And He said, suffer little come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And He blessed the children. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that He laid hands on them, He blessed them, He's carefully watching over our children morning, noon, and night. Well, good morning, good morning. It's a wonderful day to praise the Lord. Today is Children's Day, as I said, and we are thanking the Lord that He wants the children. He said, don't forbid them, don't stop them. When they say, Mama, Daddy, I want to be saved. Believe me, if they can utter those words, it's time for them to be saved. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for what He's doing on Children's Day for our children in their lives. Jesus loves children, and He wants them to come to be saved. He wants them to be safe, and He wants them to be protected. We let the devil run the schools, so now we have to go back, repent, and ask God to come into our nation's schools again, especially into our public schools and many private schools. The Word of God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend to the prayers that is made in this place. So I thank God for the prayers that are made on Bible Story Land. God is in the midst of us. We know that He is here, because He said where two or more gather in His name, He is here. He's in the midst of us. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for all that He's doing, all that He's going to do. He's blessing us. He's blessing us like never before. Well, we're doing things just a little bit different this morning. I thank God for each of you. We have two special guests on with us this morning, Pastor Thyron Mickens and his precious wife, who is our guest speaker. Pastor Thyron Mickens is going to pray for our children and for the families all over the world. And then after that, we're going to have some songs and a prayer by their daughter. And then we are going to continue on. Our speaker will be coming on soon. So I thank God for each of you joining us this morning. Hold on 1 second right here. Good morning. Is this the Hey Mess Children, J-Mess Children?
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Okay, Isaiah, Leah, and Saraya, right?
Yes.
All right, hold on. We're going to be praying. Y'all going to be singing and praying in a few minutes, all right? All right.
Okay.
So we're going to call on, is Pastor Mickens on this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you, Pastor?
All is well, and yourself?
I'm doing great. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. I met he and his precious wife recently, and they said yes to coming on Bible Storyland. So I am so grateful for the Lord. He provides everything that we need for life and godliness. So, Pastor Mickens, we're going to ask you to pray for the children and their families all over the world.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I can. Father, we thank you, O God, for this day. We thank you now for life, health, and strength. Father, we thank you, O God, for allowing us to wake up this morning, O God, clothed and in our right state of mind. Father, we thank you, O God, for all of the children around the world, O God, and the families. Father, we pray now for them. We stand in intercession for them, O God, that you will keep them covered under your blood, Father, that you will keep them healthy and whole, O God, inside your will, Father God. We pray now, O God, that if there's any sick, any hurting, Father, that you will heal now, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that you'll begin to mend the broken hearts, O God, begin to speak and ease the troubled minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, O God, for those mothers, O God, that have to do for themselves, O God. We pray that you'll continue to strengthen them even the more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray you continue to give him that extra boost, O God, in the name of Jesus. Even those fathers that have to go on by themselves, Father, continue to touch them now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The children, O God, we pray now for the children, O God, the youth, O God. We pray, O God, for the leaders of tomorrow, Father. We pray that you'll continue to lift them up, O God. Father, continue to instill in them your word, O God, your wisdom and your knowledge, O God. Father, we pray even now, O God, for this generation, more of you, O God, more of your heart, more of your mind, O God. Father, we want to talk like you. We want to walk like you, live and love like you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just say thank you now, O God. We give you praise, glory, and honor, O God, for we know that if it had not been for you, O God, we don't know where we would be, O God. But, Father, we thank you for sustaining and keeping us, O God, for delivering us, O God, out of all the evil snares of the enemy. And, Father, even now, O God, we bind up the hands of the enemy now, O God, and we cancel every assignment he has for the children's lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now, O God, that you will set them on the path, O God, and, Father, help them to continue to walk it, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you, and we give you all praise, glory, and honor, for it is due to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we are so grateful for you, Pastor Mickens. Awesome prayer. We thank God for you. Father, I thank you for Pastor Mickens. I thank you for his precious wife and their two children, Lord God. And, Lord, I just thank you for blessing him in safety and in peace and protecting him on the path that you have him on. I thank you that his feet will not slip off the path, but he'll keep his eyes fixed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the awesome husband that he is, the awesome father that he is. And I thank you for the ministry that he and his wife have. Oh, God, I thank you for blessing that ministry like never before. I thank you, Father God, that you called them to a higher calling in you. I thank you that they say, yes, Lord, yes to your will and yes to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again, Pastor Mickens. Well, we are saddened by the announcement of the death of Mother Hawkins. It's Pastor Hawkins' mother-in-law. She came on Bible Storyland many times. The Word of God says in Psalms 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Mother Hawkins was a faithful servant of the Lord from Paducah, Kentucky. Our own Pastor Donna Hawkins is her daughter-in-law. And we are grateful for the whole family. And we extend condolences to the family this morning. The Lord said, weep with those who weep. But I know they're weeping on one hand and joyful on the other side. because she went home to be with the Lord. She's a great, mighty woman of God, and we thank God for her. We have Evangelist Lawson on with us this morning. I'm going to ask Evangelist Lawson if she will pray for the Hawkins family in the loss of Mother Hawkins. Good morning, Evangelist Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I am blessed. And I'm so sad to hear the news, because from the time I met you, and you've always had us to pray for her. And we just thank God for her years of being a soldier in his army. Yes. You mean to start praying now?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God, for this day. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for our health and strength and all that you're going to do within us today, oh God. Now, Father, oh Lord God, we lift up the Hawkins family unto you, Lord God, for a precious jewel, oh God, has died. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as Moses was faithful and dedicated unto you, and Lord, and Elijah, and Elisha, oh God, there's so many servants, even your son Jesus, that had given up the ghost and left this side of the world only to be with you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the time that you have shared, Mother Hawkins, on the earth with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that every word that she spoke, every word that she prayed, every word, Lord God, we come in agreement that it will not fall to the ground and die, but it shall live, God. It shall live in the life of her daughter and daughter-in-law and son, and the church family, oh God. Everyone that she spoke to, let them remember, oh God, for the prayers and the things that she lifted up and that she declared and decreed, Lord God, for, on their behalf, Lord God, as we still read the words of Moses, oh God, let them remember it, oh God, and let your glory fall and manifest even the more on the words she has spoken and given unto her family and to the church family. Now, Lord God, for those that yet remain, oh God, that they will understand and know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and that they would know that there's no weeping and crying and no pain and no suffering, Lord God, in heaven. So, Lord God, we thank you that a soldier has returned home to you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that you allowed her to stay. Now, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Now, bless the bereaving family and those, Lord God, even members of the church that I may not know by name, but you know them, Lord God, that was touched by her life. Oh, God, everyone that was touched by her life and those that don't know you for the pardon of their sins, let them understand that Mother Hawkins is in a good place. And I pray, Lord God, as Jesus prayed for the disciples before he went home, Lord, that the peace of God, as Jesus left his peace upon them, let the peace of God be upon them this day and forevermore. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson, for that prayer for the Hawkins family. Our prayers will continue to go up for them, and we thank God for them for their faithfulness. They are faithful to come on Bible Storyland, so we thank God for them, for the entire family, and we send blessings to them. Well, as I said, we're doing things a little different this morning. We have our speaker this morning, Evangelist Vakila Mickens. She's 26 years young, a native of Jacksonville, Florida. She's the wife of Pastor Tyron Mickens and the mother of two children. She is the founder of a women's ministry we call LOTUS, Loving Ourselves, Transpiring Unity and Strength. She and her husband serve under the leadership of Bishop Dr. Izell and Evangelist Pamela Kirkpatrick at Empowerment Church of Jacksonville, located on Lenox Avenue. So we thank God for them. And her daughter, Victoria, is going to pray before we get started. Evangelist Mickens, how old is Victoria?
Victoria's 5.
She's 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I thought I thought you said 25 at first, but she's 5.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, she's 5 years young. Okay, thank you. All right, Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Put your phone on speaker, Mom, or either put it closer to her mouth so she can speak a little louder. How you doing, Victoria?
Good.
Good. Oh, that's great. I can hear you clear now. All right. Go ahead and pray, baby.
God, thank you for saying, God. Thank you for everything you've done for us, oh God. Thank you for all the children around, oh God. And thank you for their mom and dad, the people who don't have mom and dad. Still, thank you for them having people, oh God, and being grateful, oh God. And let them have turned to be nice, oh God. And thank you for the people who you have made, oh God, and the people who haven't made, oh God. And thank you the people who passed away, oh God, and heal them, oh God. And Father God, thank you for all, thank you for all the children around the world. Thank you for my mom and dad. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for my TV. Thank you for everyone who is my family, oh God, and the people who died, oh God, and still my family, oh God. The people who I don't know, they're still my friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. 5 years young. Hallelujah. I thank God for parents who train them up in the way that they should go. And she and her brother are getting a Christian education. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That was an awesome prayer, Victoria. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we got to do one more.
Is he okay to sing a song?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Is he okay to sing a song?
Say that again, baby. I can't understand you.
Is it okay if I sing a song real quick?
Yes, ma'am. You sure will. What are you going to sing?
I know.
Huh?
Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Look to once to ask the one. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus wants to let his son. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. For the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Thank you, Victoria. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You can sing and pray, girl. You got to make a CD with your songs on them. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, Pastor Donna Hawkins came on with us this morning and Jackie Travis. So we got to have them sing just before our speaker come on. Good morning, Pastor Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing fine. Doing fine. God is good.
Just acknowledged Mother Hawkins and said a prayer for the family. And we're grateful you came on this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our condolences go out to you all and praying for your strength.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about her before you sing. I'm sorry.
Okay, say it again. What did you say?
Just tell us a little bit about her. I know she used to come on Bible Storyland many times, so just tell us a little bit about her life before you. Are you going to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Are you ready for me to do it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My mother-in-law went home to be with the Lord yesterday at 2:50 a.m. Her family was there in the room with her. We took her to the hospital, well, her family did, on Thursday of last week, my husband and I were in Overland Park, Kansas. We went to Kansas on Tuesday, and when we learned that she was in the hospital, then we did come on back home. And we thank God for the time that we had, the time we had. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
But we have to be, we know not the day nor the hour. We just don't know, so we've got to be ready when he calls us. But my mother-in-law would be 89 years old on the 9th of April. She was the mother of six. She had five sons and one daughter. She and her husband had five sons and one daughter. Her husband passed away on our anniversary. Her husband and my dad were best friends. They worked together at TVA for over 30 years, rode together to work every day.
Wow.
And then her daughter and I were friends. We played together because we lived in the same neighborhood. And then she had a son, Leslie, who passed away about 3 years ago, maybe a little more, maybe four. And then Gregory passed away about 2 years ago. So she was a mother who was acquainted with grief, but she was still holding on to her faith. So we just thank God for her life and for the lives that she touched. She was one of the first teachers of the Head Start program that we had in Paducah. She was one of the original teachers of our Head Start program. So she did touch a lot of lives. She was a member of Harrison Street Missionary Baptist Church, and we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her. We're going to miss her. So I'll sing when he calls me. I will answer.
All right.
When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If I live right, I will answer. If I live right, I will answer. If I live right, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Amen. Beautiful. Oh, I haven't heard it in a long time. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When he calls, I will be somewhere listening for my name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for you all. All right. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Pastor Donna is from Paducah, Kentucky. And we are so grateful that she came on this morning. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God.
Sorry about your aunt.
Yeah. I didn't know. Miss Hawkins, that was my buddy. I love Miss Hawkins. We talked on the phone a lot. We had good times together. That was my little buddy. I'm going to miss her. I'm going to really miss her. Really.
Well, what are you going to sing today on Children's Day?
Oh, Lordy. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. It's a little song me and my little nieces, Lena and Sylvia, used to sing when we were kids.
Okay.
I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. Gonna sit at the welcome table. Gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory. I'm gonna walk the streets of glory one of these days. I'm gonna shout and tell the story. I'm gonna shout and tell the stories one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna shout and tell the story. I'm gonna shout and tell the story one of these days. And I'm gonna say it's a welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's an old one too. Thank God. Gonna sit at the welcome table one day. When he calls me, we're gonna answer. Well, we have Isaiah, Leah, and Soraya on with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't forget our speaker yet, but we have a few little children. Isaiah, how old are you?
11.
11. Did you just have a birthday?
No, January.
Oh, okay. How old is Leah?
She's 8.
And Soraya?
7.
7, okay. All right, what are y'all going to do this morning? Isaiah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to read Isaiah 55, 89.
All right. Isaiah 55 what?
Verse 8 and 9.
8 and 9, okay. All right, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen. Thank you, Isaiah.
Amen.
Beautiful scripture. You named that. You got that name, Isaiah. All right. Leah and Soraya, y'all going to sing?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. What you going to sing?
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Coming from Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 1, going down to verse 6. And it reads, "At the same time, the disciples came unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of the little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." And also I wanted to read a little bit of commentary from Mr. Mark Henry. And it reads, "Christ spoke many words of his suffering, but only one of his glory. Yet the disciples fastened upon that and overlooked the others. Many love to hear and speak of privileges and glory who are surpassed by the thoughts of work and trouble. Our Lord set a little child before them, solemnly assuring them that unless they were converted and made like little children, they could not enter his kingdom. Children, very young, do not desire authority, do not regard outward distinctions, are free from malice, are teachable, are willingly dependent on their parents. It is true that they soon become to show other dispositions and other ideas are taught to them at an early age, but these are marks of childhood and render them proper emblems of the lowly minds of true Christians. Surely we need to be daily renewed in the spirit of our minds that we may become simple and humble as little children, as little children, and be willing to be the least of all. Let us daily study this subject and examine our own spirits." And basically, just upon me reading and researching this, it kind of reminded me, it took me back to when I was a child and how a lot of times as children are innocent, and children, they don't think like we do. And as it pertains to God, and basically what this scripture was saying to me is we ought to not think any more of ourselves highly as anyone else and to become as humble as children. When children go to God, even like with my children, when they pray, especially with my daughter, when she prays, she doesn't have necessarily an agenda. She just says whatever comes from her heart. And because it's so pure and innocent, God looks at that and he becomes happy about that, because as children, they are so innocent and so humble and so pure that we as Christians and even adults, we should also be like that when we come to God, and just being Christians, period. And in the world, we should humble ourselves and to just see ourselves as nothing more than just a child in God's eyesight. And even with children, be it if you're married or if you're single, it's very important to make sure that we deposit those good foundations in our children, so that way that when they do get older and even going along milestones in life, because parents, as we know, won't always be around forever, and grandparents won't be around forever. And so it's just good to really instill those core values and principles in our children, teaching them how to pray, teaching them, you know, to be grateful. And these are the simple, small values of life that sometimes go overlooked or that we don't have any regard for. And we come to God as humble as a child. He can do more things through us. And a lot of times we go to God with our own agendas and with our own issues and with all these different problems that we forget to really humble ourselves and see ourselves as simple as a child. For example, I know about a week ago, me and my husband went to a service, and he was just giving us, the speaker was just giving us a brief example of how we are when God does things in our lives. And he was just saying he remembered when his son was a baby. And a lot of times we get so caught up in, oh, I want to do it for myself, and let me do it. And God just sits back and says, okay, I'll let you get done. And when you're done, you'll come to me. And a lot of times he was saying, like, when his child was a baby, he got tangled up in all these cords trying to do things on his own. And it was to the point where he got tired of trying to fight himself out of his own situation that he actually just reached up and looked up to his dad and was like, okay, I'm ready to get out of this mess now. But a lot of times, you know, as adults, we get so caught up in life and so different things that we forget to look up to God. And that's what this scripture was saying. Also, as children, they, even being children and being small, they still, you know that they can't, they don't have their own might or their own strength. They have to depend on their parents. They have to depend on those who are older, the adults around them to help them. And if we get so caught up, you know, and far advanced ahead of ourselves, thinking that, oh, I don't need any help, or I don't need anything, God allows things to happen in our lives and allows situations to take place in our lives to allow us to turn back to Him. And so God just wants us to always remain humble and to also remember, like, not to forget Him, because we don't have our own strength. All of our strength comes from God, because the scripture says when we are weak, His strength is made perfect in us. And so we just always need to remember that it's not us who have our own strength. It's God who strengthens us. And with children, you have to be mindful of what you say and do around your children, because a lot of times children, like they say, are like sponges. They soak up everything. They hear things. They see things. And then they'll turn around and then replay those things, whether it be around you or around someone else. And we just have to be mindful of the environment and the atmosphere that we have our children in, because everything is not good, even when it comes down to the television. Like, they have, I've seen some cartoons where if you just listen for a little while, it just because it's animated and it's colorful and it has different little animals doesn't mean that it's of God. And if you're not careful, you can be allowing your child to watch something or see something that's not really of God, and then that thing gets into the back of their mind and it replays and replays, and then it can cause them to be doing something they have no business doing, or giving something attention or someone attention they should not be giving attention to. And you just have to be mindful of, you know, what you allow your child to do, who you allow to be around them, what you let them say, or just anything that they can see and soak up. You want to be mindful that they're not soaking up things of the enemy, that they're taking in things of God. And it also starts at home. A lot of times we, for example, send our children to school for them to learn, and, you know, they go to school and they learn, they come back and they have homework. And if you're not teaching them at home, they can go to school all day and learn from their teachers and from their peers, but it's what matters at home. And so starting at home first, giving them good principles, giving them the right direction, and also redirecting bad behaviors instead of encouraging bad behaviors. If they do something wrong or say something wrong that's not of God or that you do not teach them, then you should be quick to, you know, realign them and redirect them and say, no, that's not the right thing you should do. And then just all of that going back towards God, you know, a lot of times we get off course and we forget, you know, our path that God has set us on, and sometimes God has to veer us back in. And because no matter what age you are, no matter what your position is, you know, we are all children in the sight of God, and we should never lose sight of that, to think that, you know, because we're a certain age, or, you know, I'm grown, or this and that, we're all still children in the sight of God, not because of an age or a newborn baby. We're all still children, and we have to remember that God is the one who set us on these paths, and God will bring us back in. Even though He has grace and mercy, we should always continue to, you know, keep our path straight, stay on the right path of God, and also just making sure that as adults in the body of Christ, that we are also mindful that our children are watching us as well, and whatever we say and do, our children will follow. And so, in conclusion, I just wanted to say that to everyone, just to make sure that even if you don't have children of your own, if you do have children, just to be mindful, because not everyone has parents. I have actually four siblings, which I have two. Well, I have three siblings, which I have two now. My older brother, who just recently passed away in 2015 of colon cancer, our mom passed away back when I was about 7 or 8, back in 2000. And a lot of times, you know, I would see, and this part here was for the children and whoever is listening, you have to be mindful of how you respect your parents, because not everybody has parents. And a lot of times we get so caught up in, oh, you know, different things of life that we forget to actually thank God or be grateful or thank you for our parents, because not everybody has parents. And when you're young like that and you don't have a mother or a father and they have other people who, you know, may care for you, it can be hard, but God is also still a keeper. He's still a provider, and he still is with us along the way. And I'm saying this to just say that a lot of times going through life without parents, it can be hard, and you can also, you know, lose type of thing. Oh, nobody cares about me. But for those who don't have children, who, you know, may come across children, be it in the classroom, be it in Sunday school or in your local church, just to also make sure that, you know, you go the extra step to make sure that that child has what they need. And it's not always monetarily. It can be just giving them a hug or taking them to lunch or doing something, because kids take for granted their parents. Like, I can remember when I was in school and losing my mom at an early age, it kind of didn't really play a part or set anything in me until I got older and realized, like, wow, you know, that kind of shaped how my life went. But it was people who God placed in my path, either be it, you know, family members or certain teachers who would go above and beyond, that kept me on the straight path. And all the times we lose sight of that, how important it is, even if it's not your child, it's somebody else's child, to just be mindful that that child has all the love and care that they need. And that's really, really important.
Okay. Amen. You finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that was awesome. You sure you're only 26? You gave a lot of wisdom, like you are much, much older. I thank God for that message. It came out of Matthew 18, 1 through 6, and about being humble like children. And she gave such great wisdom. You know, she's a mother and a wife, so she talked about so many things. Wise woman. This is a wise young woman. I thank God her children go to Christian schools, and that she and her husband are training them up in the way that they should go. So I thank God. That was such an encouraging word. My God, it was awesome. So I thank God for all the things that you talked to us about this morning. And I thank God for meeting you and your husband and you saying yes to his will, yes to his way. Thank you so much for coming on. We're still continuing on. We have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, is going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Teresa.
All right. What are you going to play this morning? It's Children's Day.
I have the joy of Jesus in my heart.
All right. I've got the joy, joy, joy. Go right ahead. Thank you. I've got the joy of Jesus down in my heart. Thank you so much, Karen. That was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Now we have Sister Rutha. She's going to say a poem for us this morning. And I tell you what, her poems are really beautiful. She's so creative. I thank God that he downloaded in her so much creativity to write poems, to write different things. She has truly got that scrolls anointing, a writer. Good morning, Sister Rutha.
Good morning.
How are you?
The poem that I'm going to do is one that I wrote entitled Drop the Change in the Cup, Tummy. Mister, why are you out here dancing? 'Cause I lost my song a few days ago. You seen it? Oh, no, sir, not me. Drop the change in the cup, Tummy. We have to go. Yesterday, I had it all. Drop the change in the cup, Tummy. We have to go. Nice home, nice car, money in the bank, everywhere to be until recess came and played me good. Drop the change in the cup, Tummy. We have to go. Mister, you dance mighty poorly. Feet get tired out here, son. Drop the change in the cup, Tummy. Mister, take my hand. Let me show you how to choo-choo. Just follow my lead. Tommy, didn't I tell you you can't choo-choo with just two people? Let me join in. Now we can get moving. Drop the change in the cup, Tommy.
Amen, amen. Drop the change in the cup, Tommy. All right, children and parents joining together. Thank God for that poem. It was very, very creative. You know, sometimes we tell our children things and they keep doing what they're doing. But thank God they eventually listen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that beautiful poem. Drop the cup in the, drop the change in the coin, in the I'm sorry, Sister.
In the cup. Drop the change in the cup, Tommy.
Yes, drop the change in the cup, Tommy. Beautiful. Well, I thank God for each of you all this morning. We have Sister Ludell, Mother Ludell, they call at her church, on with us this morning from Appleton, Georgia. Hold on one second. It's trying to get her on here now. There she is. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you? Well, she's on there somewhere. Maybe she... Mother Ludell? Miss Ludell? All right. She's on here, but she may have taken another call while she's been, while she was on with us. Sometimes she gets a call in the morning. Good morning, Miss Ludell. All right. She ain't come back on yet, but she'll be back on. All right. Well, you know, we serve the Lord God Almighty. And, you know, in this day and time, a lot of us are sparing the rod, spoiling the children. You know, we'd rather do what Dr. Spock said than what God said. You know, Dr. Spock will soon be forgotten, and many people don't know him. But God is eternal. He will always be remembered. He will always be our God, our Lord. He will always be the great creator. And he knew before the foundation of the earth what it took to raise children. So he was saying to us in the word, listen, teach them in the morning when they get up, teach them in the noon before they go to, in the afternoon, and teach them before they go to bed about me, the one true God. So we got to continually teach, train our children to God's way, because God's way works. Our way don't work. We can't do time out. God didn't mention time out in the word. He said, spare the rod, spoil the child. He said, train them up in the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. So we got to do it God's way. We're living in a time where too many of our children are, you know, they're being murdered. They're being taken out of this world. They've been, some of them are dying from all kinds of ways. Bullets, diseases, all kinds of things are going on with our children. So we have to teach them while they're young. We got to teach children about God. Miss Liddell, are you back on yet? All right, she's not back on yet. I just dialed her number, but it was busy. So we got to do what God said. He said, you know, train them up. And that's what he wants. He wants us to correct them and instruct them. Sometimes we tell them 25 times the same thing. Go pick up your toys. Go clean up your room. Clean up your room. Clean up your room. Clean up your room. 25. No. When I grew up, parents told you one time, second time, you were getting the bell. They weren't telling you over and over and over. That is tiring. When children go to school, the teachers have to tell them over and over, redirect them over and over. No, our teachers got the belt. Our parents gave them permission. Use the belt. Because that God knew that that's going to work. When they get an attitude, we make corrections in them. We talk to them. We don't always need the belt. Sometimes we can talk to them. But when they start getting an attitude and sucking their teeth and, you know, the belt, it's almost too late for the belt. So we got to do it God's way, do what God said. We got to continually follow God's will daily because he does have a plan for our children. He does, most definitely he has a plan for the children. And so we got to study God's word. We got to know the scriptures that he gave us concerning children because he gave us many scriptures on raising our children. We just got to do what he said. Many times, you know, as parents, we tired. Many times we're tired and we don't want to follow God's instructions. We go like, oh, I'm tired. I'm tired. I worked last night. I'm tired. But we can't. Even though we're tired, we still got to do what God said. He said that we have to make corrections in our children. We have to train them to his way. A lot of people are training their children to the devil's way. And they don't even know it. You wonder why your children are acting like this. Like Evangelist Micken said, a lot of times our kids are watching cartoons or things on the internet or things on the iPad or the cell phone, and they're causing disobedience. They're causing rebellion in our children. We thought, like, well, what's wrong with them? It's causing rebellion, the things they see. The things they see with their eyes, it causes rebellion. So we have to be careful to train them up and talk to them. But listen even more than you talk. Listen to our children. Many times our children, Mama, Daddy, I'm busy right now. I'm cooking. Why? I got to wash the clothes. I got to do this. I got to do that. But you know what? We have to take time for our children. God gave them to us. We don't know how long they're going to be on the earth. We don't know at all. So we have to take time out to listen to them. You know, even if they're 4 or 5 years old, even if they're 2 or 3 and you don't know what they're saying, you just stand there and let them talk. Sit there and let them talk because they're telling us something. And many of the things they're telling us is very, very, very important, not only to them but to us. So it's things we need to know from our children. And you know what? A little child should lead them. Many children can lead us. Many children. I was listening to Evangelist Micken's daughter, Victoria, pray. My God, that was an awesome prayer, powerful prayer. You could tell she didn't just pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. She's been praying a long time, and she's only 5 years old. She has matured in prayer. And many of our children, 8, 9 years old, cannot pray. But we have to take the time to teach them. So I thank God for teaching parents who teach their children, who train them, who take time with them, who give them Christian education. Miss Liddell, are you back on yet? All right. Well, we're going to move right along. It's salvation time. Is there anyone on today who is not saved? If so, press 1. If you already pressed 1, speak up. Someone has some kind of noise here. If you put your mute, put it. All right. Okay, well, looks like everyone's saved on Bible Story Land. So this morning, we are going to continue on. And you know, you already know that backsliding is against God's law. He does not want us to move backwards. God wants us to move forward. Moving backwards is against God's law. He wants us to move forward in Him. God is disappointed when we go backwards. Psalm 42 says, I thirsted for the Lord like a deer that pants after the water brook. So we got to thirst for God. We got to hunger for God. We cannot move backwards. We are thirsting and hungry. We're moving forward. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Moving forward. Anyone for backsliding? All right. Well, it's prayer time. I'm sorry. We have time for testimony. Anybody have a time a testimony this morning? Testimony. All right. No testimony.
It's not my testimony, but I can tell you a story.
It again?
It's not my own testimony, but I heard it. Story that could be a testimony at second hand, but I have some friends that work bus station ministries, and they were coloring place mats, and the one of them had Jesus in the cross on it, and a Muslim person came up and said, "Can I color that?" And they might be converted to Christ because of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank God for that testimony. Any more testimonies? Thank you so much, Karen. Any more testimonies? We all are thankful to God for what He's doing in this hour because He's doing great things in us. I mean great, great things. Well,
hey,
it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're going to be praying. We have Prophetess, we have two prophetesses on this, with us this morning. Prophetess Ernestine Lawson and Prophetess Josette Laney. So we're grateful for both of these ladies being on. We're going to be praying for families. Any prayer requests? Press 1 if you have a prayer request.
Minister G, will you please pray for the Hawkins family?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're just getting ready to pray for your family in just a minute. That's what we're going to pray for this morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Any more prayer requests?
Sister G, please pray for Frances' family. She lost her sister's daughter, her niece. And she lost both of her neighbors, one on one side, Priscilla and Miss Valerie. So,
okay. You
know, we got a lot of people in the hospital that we know that's having heart surgery. Please pray for them.
Okay.
Dula will be here next weekend. Pray they have a traveling grief. Safe.
For you, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. Almighty. Mrs. Adele, are you there? Okay. All right. And also we're going to be praying for the children this morning. So it is praying time. We got to pray. I mean, we got to pray like never before. You know, so much is happening in the world. Of course, this is, you know, time of sorrows, and it's so much happening. So many people are sorrowful. They're losing children, losing all people, you know, all ages now. So we got to watch and pray, continuously pray, and continuously honor and praise the Lord. Stay close to the Lord. Don't backslide. Stay close to him. You know, sometimes we get discouraged, and we go like, well, Lord, why you let this happen? Lord, why you let that happen? You know, God has a reason. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So we have to trust God. Trust me, he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. All right. Prophetess Lainey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Hawkins, as she just lost her mother-in-law, her husband, her and her husband, her husband's mother. If you could pray for the family. And she's the pastor of Missionary Macedonia Missionary Church in Paducah, Kentucky. So pray for her as a pastor as well, and however else the Lord leads you. So go ahead.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you right now because you are the creator. I thank you right now because all things are possible through you, dear Lord Jesus. And dear Lord God, as the request has been made known regarding the Hawkins family, dear Lord God, we ask you right now that you would touch Pastor Hawkins and her husband, as well as the family today right now, in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord God, that you will lift them up. For you say you're putting them more on them than they're able to bear. And dear Lord God, that you will strip them, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow hallelujah, peace, God, to be done. Dear Lord God, I ask you to move like never before, to allow angels to encamp all around them on every side. Dear Lord God, we know that if we trust in you and believe, there's nothing that cannot be done. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you will continue to order their steps in your word, that you have not dominion over them. And then, Lord God, I ask you that you will not allow their heart to be troubled, because, yes, they do believe in you. And then, Lord God, I ask you to bring about healing in the bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of their heads down to the soles of their feet. Dear Lord God, I'm asking right now, God, the pastor, God, of hallelujah, Jesus, the missionary, Macedonia Church, Pastor Hawkins, God, I ask you right now, God, that you would even strengthen her even in her ministry right now. Dear Lord God, I ask you, Father God, to open up the doors right now. Hallelujah, of opportunities right now, God. Lord, those things that she's asking of you right now, God, I ask you to grant unto her. Father Lord, do you think right now you said a faithful servant in the name of Jesus? You said that you will hold no good things from her. And then, Lord God, I ask you that you will bless her even the more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. As she go out, she come in, God. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord God, hallelujah, God, make a way, God, right now. Believe any stress right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the enemy. I come against, Father God, Jesus, the enemy of attack right now, against her right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus against it. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, for there is no dominion right now, God, ask you to move. Move right now. Move right now. Move right now. Let the light in their pathway be smooth and bright right now. Light never before, dear God. And then, oh God, you've done this, God, and you all allow God, the word, God, the meditation of hallelujah of our heart be accepted in our sight of the Lord. Your strength, Lord, your as our redeemer. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. We have Prophetess Lawson on with us. We're going to ask you, Prophetess Lawson, to pray for Jackie and her husband, her two daughters, and traveling Grace and Mercy. And also, she asked for prayer for Miss Frances and her family. They're going through a lot of bereavement. Lots of people died in their family, and also several people in the hospital. So if you could cover those things, I appreciate it.
You said Jackie Travis?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said Miss Frances?
Yes. But I said Jackie, her husband, her two daughters, they're going to be traveling next week, so if you could cover them in prayer for that. And also she asked for, I think Miss Frances may be one of the people that she take care of. She has some death
in
her family.
Oh, and the people in the nursing home? Yeah, people in the nursing home.
I don't know, but if you could pray for them. And people in the hospital.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory. I'm not on mute, right?
No, you're not.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory. We thank you for Jackie Travis, oh God, as I heard her on the phone call this morning, as she recollects about her family, oh God, and the death and the funerals that she's been attending, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, give her the spirit of joy, oh God, Lord God, that she can be able to be equipped and handling with the loss of life, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen her mortal body, oh God. And, Lord God, prepare her heart, oh God, that she may go forth with boldness, oh God, to show love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost, Lord God, as she, Lord God, attends various funerals and as they travel, Lord God, to Kentucky, oh God. We ask you to keep her husband and her daughter. We bind up every form of accident, any trucking accident, Lord God, and as these waves of winter snowstorms have crossed the country, oh God, Lord, we pray, Lord God, as they travel, oh God, that it will not affect them, oh God. And, Lord, we bind up any accidents, oh God, that happens in the highway, that it would not come nigh their dwelling, oh God. And then, Lord God, as a caretaker of those that are in a nursing home, oh God, and as a caretaker of seniors, oh God, that, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to bless our business as well as ministry, oh God. Oh God, let your grace just shine upon it, oh God. Oh God, let it be sustained in her absence, oh God, and let nothing befall anyone that's a part of her business and her ministry towards the seniors, oh God. And then, Lord God, we pray for those that are in the hospital, oh God. Lord, as hallelujah, glory to God. Lord God, as I've heard you even on last night declare, healing is my children's bread. Father, we pray that many people who are believers and those that even are not, but especially those that are believers, that they'll eat of your body, oh God. Lord God, that they'll recognize that the Lord communion, oh God, that there's healing in the blood of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, even though we're not for tasting of your blood, but the fact that we're the act of giving communion, oh God, that we, Lord God, recognize that the blood of Jesus is power, and it's power to heal and power to deliver and power to set the captives free. So those that are in the hospital, those that are visiting those in the hospital, Lord, we pray that they will be healed, delivered, and set free. And, Lord, a special prayer for Miss Frances, oh God, who you know you can do, you can meet her needs, oh God, according to your riches and glory. Let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling. Bless her children and her family, and even strengthen her mortal body. We pray, Lord God, for all of them to receive strength and healing and renewal in their physical body. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask both of you, Prophetess Laney and Prophetess Lawson, if you could start, Prophetess Laney, to pray for the children, because our children are going through so much right now. You know, a lot of them are fearful that they may die at any time or they may get shot down. Kids are very fearful today. They don't know if they're going to come home from school or, you know, they don't know what's going to happen to them. So if we could pray for the children, I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now because you are Jehovah. Dear Lord God, I thank you right now because you are dinner. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now to remember our children today, all over the world today. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you would just, Father God, give me peace, God, in the midst of confusion and chaos. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you will allow our children, hallelujah, God, to be released from fear. Hallelujah, Jesus, that they may be human right now. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now, God, that you will allow your angels, God, to be with them. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now, God, even as they sleep, God, that you are right now, Lord Jesus, give them peace in their sleep, God, that they may not be tormented, God, by dreams right now, in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you would guide them in their way right now. And dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you would just allow, God, even in the school system right now, to allow the people, God, to know who you are. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now, allow them, God, to receive you, Lord, as their Savior, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that there's nothing that you cannot do. And dear Lord God, I ask you now, God, that you allow your love, God, hallelujah, to come on board right now. For love covers all things in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord God, as our children, God, hallelujah, going to school, God, we ask you right now, God, that you would give them, God, the mind, God, to be obedient to those who rule over them. God, help them, God, even in their academics, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that they may be able to have something, God, to secure and keep them, God, and be productive right now as they grow in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Lord God, like your healing, let your healing, God, hallelujah, saturate and come forth over the children right now, God, in every home, God, right now. I come against every abusive spirit right now, against the children today, God. In the name of Jesus. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you would have stripped of them right now. Dear Lord God, I come against every God, all the spirit, God, that is not like you. The desire to kill, sift, and destroy, I bind it in the blood of Jesus, and I send it to the abyss from which it comes, and God, loose in your power of your holiness, God, of your Holy Ghost, God, of your love, your joy, your peace, God, your grace and mercy, God. I ask, God, that you will let it abide right now. Hallelujah, all of them, in the name of Jesus. This I ask, God, of you. Hallelujah, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Dr. Blossom, are you there? Can you pray for the children, too?
Yes. Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. As in America, Lord God, these children come before you, marching, Lord God, for to ban assault weapons and to ban the guns, oh God. But we bind the spirit of murder. We come against every principalities and powers that rest over one America. And then, Lord God, we repent for America. We repent for America, Lord God, that we're supposed to be a Christian nation, oh God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that as a nation, we will put you back first. Oh, God, that greed will decrease. And, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, will increase. I pray for the church also before I pray for the kids, that our eyes will become open to see what the demonic forces are doing within our land. And, Lord God, that how the demonic forces are attacking our children. Lord God, are cutting them off before they have a chance to live and a chance to give you glory. The chance, Lord God, to manifest and do your will, oh God. Father, we repent for America, for our abortion activities. We repent. Glory to God for all the sins for selling of our daughters, and our boys, oh God. We come against homosexuality, hallelujah, glory to God. And not just for this president, because the President Obama did wrong too, God. But we pray, Lord God, for America, hallelujah, for those who are in leadership, God, that are opening the doors to demonic forces to operate, hallelujah. God, we pray for America, because, Lord God, as we saw, oh, even not just with Moses, oh God, but even with Jesus, oh God, Satan sent out a death decree, oh God, to kill all the babies, oh God, because they know that the hour is coming where those that are called to administer the word of God, to manifest the power of God, to demonstrate the glory of God was coming forth, oh God, just like in the days of Moses and the days of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray for our children, oh God, that they may live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for our children, Lord God, that they'll come forth as pure gold, Lord God. Wherever, Lord God, if we're in the city of Chicago, or whether, Lord God, in India or Africa, Lord God, where, Lord God, that their life, Lord God, seem like it will not make it to old age, oh God. We pray for our children, Lord God, that your glory will shine upon them, oh God. And Lord God, as Moses' mother saw that that child was special, we pray for every children, but God, we pray for the children that you call and put your spirit in to come forth as pastors, prophets, leaders, evangelists, teachers, oh God. We pray a hedge of protection and covering, oh God, as the children I heard on the Bible story land who prayed and sing, we pray a special hedge of protection, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them should prosper, and every time to rise up against them should be condemned. We pray a hedge of protection. We plead the blood that the death angel cannot touch them, oh God. We pray a prayer of protection, oh God. Lord God, as Jesus prayed for the disciples, Lord, you keep them in this world, oh God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that your word will manifest even the more in the lives of the children that are destined, oh, to fulfill your will. Then, Lord God, for those that, Lord God, that must call on the name of Jesus, oh, God, children that are yet saved, yet, Lord God, they don't live in a Christian home, oh, God. We pray for them, oh, God. We bind up the hand of the enemy, oh, God, that would cause them to feel rejection and bitterness and hurt. We come against, like I said, the spirit of murder, the spirit of homosexuality, the spirit of lesbian. We come against, Lord God, molestation and hallelujah, oh God, and abuse, oh God. Oh, we bind this suicidal spirit, this murder spirit, oh God, that will go into schools and shoot up other kids. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, that's on the police officers, oh God, that, Lord God, that will hear that there's an incident in a black neighborhood and just come with the guns blaring. And when there's an incident in the white neighborhood, Lord God, they will come, Lord God, with their guns in their pockets. We come against the spirit of murder, God. Hallelujah. We don't care what form it is. Even, Lord God, black kids killing black kids and white kids killing white kids. Whatever the neighborhood, we come against the spirit of murder of our children. Hallelujah. Lord God, we declare that they shall live, oh God. And then we speak to this generation, God. This generation. Lord God, as Congress was made known that the children said that they're not going to tolerate these past practices, oh God. But Lord, let them also raise up a group of children that said we will not tolerate the laws that you're passing to silence the church and that will not allow the church to continue existing. God, we pray for this line of children, this generation of children that's coming forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That they will be doers of the word. They'll be hearers of the word. That, Lord God, will get with their friends and bring their friends to church, oh God. We pray for this generation that's coming after us. And as the 5-year-old girl knew how to pray and knew how to sing a Christian song, we pray, Lord God, for the children that are even around her age, oh God, their parents that don't know you for the pardon of their sins, that their parents will become saved and that they'll find a local church that they may go into, Lord God. We pray for this nation and us, this world, that, God, that you will be glorified. Oh, God, and your Son, Lord God, will be edified. And the Holy Spirit will be empowered to act according to your word. And Satan will be horrified by this generation that's to come, because they will be like the Jeremiahs and the Daniels, oh God, that they will fulfill their plan of God for their life. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. Oh God,
amen. Amen. Prophets, Lainey and Lawson, and for those powerful prayers for our children. Children need powerful prayers. They need effective and fervent and effectual prayers daily, not just once a month on Bible Storyland, but every day. You know, God gave me this to write in 2015. It's called The Belt or the Bullet. Because the belt was vetoed from our nation's schools, our children have been exposed to the bullet. The belt, the rod of correction. The bullet, the rod of destruction. In many of our nation's schools, no learning is taking place. Our children lack wisdom to understand the importance of education, so they carry on foolishness in the classrooms. Proverbs 23:14 says, "But the rod of correction will drive it far from them." Our children are disrespectful to their teachers, educators. First, they've been allowed to disrespect the hand that rocks the cradle, as well as the whole village that God put in place to help train them and teach them and protect them. The bullet has replaced the rod of correction. Security guards or policemen are stationed in our nation's schools. They have come with the belt of bullets that have no name on them. Who will die with the bullet in our nation's schools this year, next year, the following year? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, 2 Chronicles 7:14, God hears the prayers of the righteous. Many children are afraid. They ask the question, will I be next? We must start to correct and train our children in the way they should go, Proverbs 22:6. We must not just hope our children will come home from school. We must take action in the secret place. Psalms 91. We must pray with. I'm going to keep repeating it. We must pray with and for our children every day. Let's spend time in the secret place or time with our children, teaching them God's way. The world gives children guns, but God gives them life. Let's teach our children, like Deuteronomy 6:5-9 says, we must teach them to love God and each other like they love themselves, to listen to and follow instructions first time given, to receive and to receive correction, to choose to do things, to do the right thing all the time, to know and understand that school is a place to learn knowledge and prepare for their life's goal, to respect those who have authority over them. So we got to stop playing around, stop being distracted, get off the cell phone, the iPad, whatever is distracting us, and do what God said. Many of us are disobedient, even grandparents. We got to teach our children. We got to teach them what thus saith the Lord. Because God, you know, He loves the children. He gave them to us for protection, guidance, and direction. We got to do our part. He's doing his part. But you know what? When we allowed that woman, Marilyn O'Hara, to come in to the law and the government and say, look, no more praying in school. It's time out for that. It's time to start back praying in school. But more than that, it's time to pray at home. Don't let them leave out without prayer. Children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, pray over them every day, even if they're not with you. You can call them on the phone in the evening when they come or whenever it's convenient. You can call them and pray with them. So much is happening to our children.
It's time to stop the devil from killing our children. So, all right. Anyone have anything they want to say this morning? Any announcements or anything they want to add? All right. Well,
Rita?
Yes?
I should have done this during prayer, but I don't know what you were pulling on the news, but a group of high school students came from Pensacola, Florida, back to Houston. They attempted it, and there was a major bus wreck about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It'll be 2 weeks.
All right, yes, we did cover the student in prayer. Thank you, Kara. All right, well, any more announcements? Anybody have anything else to say this morning? We're going to be closing out shortly. All right, next Saturday is the fifth Saturday. We will be off. Bible Storyland will be back on April 7th, Senior Citizens Day. Look forward to hearing from each of you. I love you. You already know God loves you more. Remember, we are commanded. He didn't say if you wish. He said he commanded us to love him, God, with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And guess what? To love each other like we love ourselves. So I thank God daily for the love he put in my heart for each of you, for the love he put in my heart to love him with all my heart, soul, and strength. And I tell you what, God is the master teacher. He's constantly teaching us. So listen, listen. It's time to listen to God. Sometimes we go on and on praying and praying and praying and praying, but sometimes we just got to come in the secret place, shut our mouths, and listen. Lord, I'm here for you today. I'm here to listen to you, Lord God. Because he's speaking to us. We got to listen. Sometimes we're so busy, he just put it in a dream. And then you got to know, oh, Lord, what are you saying in this dream? But he's speaking to us continuously. So let's not be so busy, you know, always having music on, always shouting, praising. Sometimes we got to listen. That's why he gave us these two ears, you know, on our face to listen to him. So I love you. Talk to you all April 7th, if not before. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you all.